the church was not absolutely destroyed, but maybe you can describe what's left.
I would say the brick structure, the brick exterior is standing. The roof, the majority of the roof, I would say 80 to 90% of it throughout, has been destroyed. The windows were knocked out, so a lot of the stained glass has been lost. And anything on the inside, it was a very large, heavy fire. So the interior sustained significant damage.
I understand it may have spread to an adjoining school. Was that also heavily damaged?
Yes, and that is actually still on fire. They're still putting water on it at this time. There's church offices and there's parts of the public charter school, which have burned. We don't know if or how large the basement is. That may or may not have sustained a lot of fire damage, but it most certainly would have had a lot of smoke and water damage. But we're unable to say at this time.
What is your plan as far as investigating this? What needs to happen next?
Well, our fire investigators will, once the steeple has been brought down, they're going to bring units inside, the Fire Investigation Bureau, along with police investigators and a few people from the ATF who are going to assist with the early part of this investigation, trying to determine the cause. Right now it's too early to speculate as to the cause, but we bring in these resources when there's a significant fire, or when there's a fire at a church or a mosque or a synagogue.
Are you getting anything from witnesses who may have seen it or spotted it? I'm wondering who called the fire in this morning and what you may know about that.
The fire was called, we received an alert at 3:22 a.m. from a private alarm. So they had a private fire alarm that went off. And we dispatched a couple of units. They got to the scene and they looked inside and they discovered smoke and fire, so they called for a full first alarm to come, and the fire spread and eventually went to, we call that a fourth alarm. Right now we're in the midst of a shift change, so the units who are on the scene are being relieved by the next shift. So, the 100 plus members who are on the fire ground are all being rotated out.
Was this fire significantly...
There would be new members.
Was this fire significantly along when your first crews arrived?
It had made a lot of headway, and then it got up into the roof, and I think by the time it was a second alarm, it quickly got to a second alarm, and it was all through the roof, and it spread in all directions in the building.